Unit 7. What a flight. Part 1. Listen and practice in pairs. Li Meng and Xia Hong are at the airport. They now need to check in. Good morning. Can you give me your passport and airline ticket, please?
Here you are, and these are my sisters. We're going together.
Thank you. The clerk goes through the passports and the tickets. Here you are, and these are your boarding passes.
What about our baggage?
Yes. Now, can you put your baggage on the scale? Here, let me help you.
Thank you. Where will we see our baggage again?
At your destination. That is the place you want to go to. You don't have to worry about them during your transfer. See these labels here? When you make your transfer in Shanghai, don't worry about your baggage.
But what if it's lost?
Usually it won't be. I've stuck your baggage claim check on the back of your ticket. Be sure not to lose that.
Is our baggage overweight?
It's fine, don't worry. Now, these are your seat numbers here, 24C and 24D.
Thank you. What should we do next?
Next, you need to go through an immigration and security check.
I see. Thanks a lot.
Part 4. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Hello, this is Li Bing. Who's speaking, please?
Hi, Li Bing. This is Ma Qing.
Oh, Ma Qing, nice to talk with you. Where are you now?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
I thought you were at school in New York.
Oh, you know what? I decided to come to D.C. only yesterday, and I got an e-ticket on the internet. It's very convenient.
Sounds wonderful. How do you do it?
Well, it's quite simple. I keyed in the website. After finding the ticket with the lowest price, I type in the number and PIN of my Visa card. Several minutes later, they sent me back a file with my name, receipt, and itinerary included. I printed it out and it's my ticket, my e-ticket. When I went to the airport, they treated the same as an ordinary ticket and gave me a boarding pass. Then it was done.
That's marvelous. I'll buy an e-ticket next time. Thank you for calling. Enjoy your trip there. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Part 5. Listen and practice the dialogue in pairs. Li Meng and his sister are on the aeroplane.
I'm thirsty. Aren't you thirsty?
A bit. I think they'll serve juice soon.
But I just want some water.
Don't worry. You can ask them.
Here's a menu. Want to choose what to eat for dinner?
You go ahead. I want to read this magazine.
Xia Hong reads the menu provided in the aeroplane.
I think I'll go for chicken. No, make it fish.
Now, if you put on your earphones, you can enjoy that movie, and I can do some quiet reading. There's still some time before dinner.
Okay.
Part 9. Listen and practice the dialogue in pairs. Li Meng and Xia Hong have arrived in Australia and are going through customs and immigration.
It's a good thing we found our baggage so soon.
What are we going to do now?
Get your passport and other things ready. The office over there will look at them.
Look, there's a big dog over there. What is it doing?
Don't you know, dogs have a good nose. If someone carries drugs or something, dogs can tell right away.
Limong, there's a sign over there, see? Have we got fruits or plants or anything like that?
Of course we haven't. I hope we can get everything done quickly. The homestay family should be waiting for us outside.
Oh yeah, where are their photos?